Oh, I know. You talking about the slang for it?
Yeah.
A ho-hopper?
Okay. How about a male? Same thing, only it's, you know, he's just, he's open about it, just runs all over.
I call him the same thing, a ho-hopper.
Okay. Okay, did you ever, when you were in school, did you ever have any names for a very ugly boy or man?
Yeah, I used to call him Monkey Face.
Any others?
Telling him, hey boy, your look like your mom been whooped with an ugly stick.
Was there any names that you had for ugly girls or women?
You talking about the slang for it? Mm-hmm.
The same thing. We used to tell them look like their mom been whooped with an ugly stick.
Okay,
I call them Monkey Face.
Okay. How about a very attractive boy or man? What would be a name that you might, you know?
We never did think about names. We just looked at them.
What would you call a very attractive boy or man?
Handsome.
Okay. How about a very attractive girl or woman?
Beautiful.
Okay. Any other slang names for those two?
No.
Okay. In school, what would you call a person who was all the time reading? A very bookish person.
A bookworm.
Okay. Any other name? How about a person in school that's all the time doing things for the teacher, seeking praise?
Doing things for the teacher?
You know, just
we call
seeking
him
praise.
What did we call him? Teacher's pet?
Okay, how about not in school, you know, when you got a bit older, maybe someone's got a job and they're all the time doing little favors for the boss just to try
to
get...
I say the boss is flunky.
Okay. Did you ever hear him call anything else? Did you ever hear him call anything else slang? Okay, and you can find a gymnasium where? What type of schools have gymnasiums?
Junior high and a senior high.
Okay, how about
colleges?
And what kind of school do you go to before junior high?
Elementary.
All right. Any other names for elementary?
What did I know?
Because
I didn't hear about elementary until I moved this way. We used to call it primary school.
Oh, yeah? Any other names that you have for it?
No, we used to call it primary school.
Okay, let's see here. We were talking yesterday a little bit about fireplaces, remember? What's the big round thing that you would put in a fireplace to burn?
A log.
Okay. And what kind of wood would you use to start a fire with?
I use mostly pine.
Would you call it anything?
Is that oak wood? Pine wood is all I know. Sometimes, and then most of the time we used to say get some lighter knots.
Lighter knots?
Mm-hmm. They come from the pine too.
How about, did you ever decide, the metal things inside the fireplace that you set the wood on, did you think about what you might call those?
No.
Okay. And did you ever, like the place in front of the fireplace, the hard place, sometimes made out of rock or brick, you know, to keep sparks from getting onto your floor, right in front of where the fire was. Did you have a name for that? Alright, did you ever hear the expression home is where the...
Home is where the heart lay?
Alright, that's the, okay, aren't you ever use like hearthstone or hearth?
All I know, I used to clean them.
Okay. How about that, there's sometimes a shelf right above the